This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1023, The Language of Aging in American Culture. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, a listener asked us about some high-level words to describe aging. How can we use sprightly, spry, lively, and a bunch of other phrases to describe aging in the U.S.? And what does it all mean about our view towards getting older? Find out today. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm pretty tired. We just spent about 2 hours last night trying to get this big, huge couch down our apartment build, down our building, down our stairs. And it was so hard. It was so wide, you know, moving around. We're not moving, but we wanted to get a new couch. Yeah. And it was just such a task in the summer. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's how many floors did you have to move it down?
2 floors, but I live in this old building in Cambridge that I swear is from like the early 1900s or earlier. And so naturally, like everything is small in this building, the winding staircase, the staircases are narrow and everything is tiny. And so there's this huge oversized couch that we had to get down. And I was really struggling. I said, I'm not doing this. We are hiring movers next time we want to move anything.
Oh, there's a very famous episode of Friends with a scene about getting a couch down the stairs. Have you seen it?
No. Is it funny? I bet it's funny.
Yes. It's like a very, very famous one.
Okay.
I won't give it away, but maybe I'll send it to you later. And it's like pretty much about exactly that situation.
That's horrible. I bet a lot of our listeners have seen that episode of Friends, because Friends is kind of famous for sure. Yeah.
I bet. Guys, if you remember an episode where they're going, pivot. I don't want to give it away for Lindsay because I want her to enjoy it. But yeah, let us know if you've seen that episode.
The worst experience ever.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's so funny. Well, I'm glad it all worked out. I bet that was quite a workout for you.
Yeah, we got it out the door and luckily someone came to pick it up right away. So there we go. All right, done. Moving on.
Definitely. Okay, yeah. Good for you. Good. Wait, so how are you getting the new couch up the stairs?
That's the next challenge. I don't know. Apparently it comes in boxes, like, you know, disassembled. I'm not sure if all... The thing is, I'm kind of weak. Like, I don't lift weights and I don't have a ton of muscle and I'm not very good. And so I get nervous carrying stuff up the stairs. I'm afraid I'm going to drop something on other people that I'm working with and that kind of thing. So we might hire movers. I don't know. Just three boxes. I'm not sure.
Actually, the episode is about getting the couch up the stairs. I just realized. But either way, you're going to enjoy it. All right. So guys, we are talking about an interesting topic today. And it's from a question that a listener sent us. I'm so sorry. For some reason, I don't have the listener's name. I may have missed it, but it's a really good question. So whoever this question is from, thank you for it. So Lindsay, would you read the question for us?
Yeah, I have a hunch that this might be Kadir, but I'm not sure. So if this is Kadir, thank you for your question. Here we go. So he or she says, hi, Lindsay, how's it going? A huge hello to the Allers English team and their listeners. I hope everyone is having a bright day rather than a gloomy one. Without further ado, let's get to it. Okay. Recently, a weird question popped up in my head. It was about saying an older person is not completely old and they still feel energetic and full of life. I made my research and came across 3 adjectives, sprightly, spry, and lively. The last one seems too overused, and I have kind of become blasé about typing it down all the time. Great vocabulary.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
awesome. I would much appreciate it if you enlightened me as regards to this issue. Thanks so much. P.S. Listening to Michelle's train story, I felt so scared being trapped in a train and seeing the blizzard outside. That would make such a theme for a horror short story. Okay. That was way back in the winter, Michelle. You told us a story about getting trapped in an Amtrak train, right?
Yeah. I had to remember what... yes, I did tell that story, and that was scary, and that was cold. But yeah, thank you for listening. Yeah. And this is a really, really great question, I think.
Very high level. This student has some really high level vocabulary. Oh, I love how this student is going out and looking for words. I love how he or she used blasé, such a good vocabulary word. And yeah, so let's get into it, Michelle.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is an interesting question. I think there's a lot of cultural undertones as well, because I think, you know, it just makes me think of like age in the US and like how in general, I feel like older people are not really respected as much as in some other countries. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a thing here, for sure, for sure. We have major problems with, unfortunately, not respecting our elders as much as I know other cultures do that so well. Yeah. We can talk about that in for another episode, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. So there's a lot to say there. But yeah, I mean, but I think the words that you suggested are great. I may not use, we're going to get into the words in a second, but I may not use sprightly or spry in my personal everyday conversations. I mean, do you use these words, Lindsay?
I don't, but I do think they are really high level in our
sure
words. And I think some people use them. And I also want to say that if you were to use Kadir, if this is Kadir, I'm not sure who this is.
I don't think it's Kadir, but if it is, I'm sorry, Kadir. It is you.
Okay. Whoever asked this question, if you were to use any of these words, especially sprightly and spry on the IELTS exam, the speaking test or the writing test, yeah, that would distinguish you as a 7-level vocabulary student for sure. So it would set you apart from other students. And guys, by the way, if you are getting ready for the IELTS this fall, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. That's where you want to be to prepare for IELTS with us. Okay, cool.
For sure. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, basically sprightly, we looked it up in the dictionary and it's, the definition is marked by a gay lightness and vivacity.
Yeah. Yeah. And spry. So I have an example, you know, if you are an older woman, remaining spry is something you aspire to. So to be nimble, physically nimble and just being able to move around and just feeling good. Michelle, are you aspiring to be this way when you get older?
Of course. I think I need to work on it more now, though. If I want to be spry in the future, I got to work on my spryness now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You got to work on that, Michelle.
Yeah. And then lively, of course. Yeah, you can use lively. Also a good word, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, it's always nice when you see an older person, an older woman, older man who is just, you know, spry, just moving around, just feeling good, just lively, maybe out there playing tennis or golf and energetic and doing things, you know, not sitting around at home as much.
For sure. Yeah. So guys, we wanted to teach you a couple other ways to kind of express these ideas. So we have a few phrases for you today. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
So these are more casual, right? These are more conversational, a little more down to earth, these phrases. I think that sprightly and spry are, like we said, they're articulate and they're high level, but not everyone uses them, right? It's, So here's some others that other people might use. So still got it.
Yeah.
Still got it. He's still got it. She's still got it. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this one's used pretty frequently and it's about, you know, someone who may seem like they are, like, maybe they've changed, like, maybe they've aged or they've gone through, like, you know, some sort of physical change, something like that. But then they actually haven't changed and they can still be the way they used to be, right? So I think that's why we say the word still. So for example, you could say, oh, my grandma takes yoga classes and Zumba every day. She still got it. She was always into fitness.
For sure. And this could also be used for a specific skill that they had. Like if someone played tennis when they were, you know, in their younger years as an adult, and then they start playing tournaments at 70 or something, right? Oh, she's out on the tennis court still. She's still got it. Meaning she's still got the tennis skills.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So that's a good one. So what's the next one, Lindsay?
How can you become that person that everyone wants to speak with? To pull people in, to keep them engaged, and to build satisfying connections, we'll show you exactly how to do it with the right vocabulary and conversation patterns in our live webinar tonight, September 25th at 8 p.m. New York time. Sign up now. It's free. Go to allearsenglish.com/magnet. That's allearsenglish.com/MAGNET. And we'll see you tonight on the webinar. So in great shape for his or her age to be in great shape.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this one I think is more about, this is, I think, more strictly about physical shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's how I would use it. But I mean, you could say someone's mind is in great shape, but, you can also add on for his or her age, but I don't know. I think that could be offensive. What do you think, Lindsay, if you say that?
If you say is in great shape. If
you're like, oh, he's in great shape for his age.
Oh, yeah. Certainly a lot of it would depend on the tone of voice there in that moment. Not always would it be rude, I think, but occasionally it could be if you say it in the wrong way with the wrong tone. It's so contextual, right? Like, what else have you said before that? Have you been making little rude comments before that, or have you been praising the person? You know what I mean? It depends so much. Yeah.
Right. So you could add that on, but you'd have to, think about it. So for example, you could say, oh, he's in great shape for his age. He looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay.
So that's another one. So the next one is using the word sharp to describe someone's mind. So his or her mind is sharp.
Yeah.
Right, Lindsay? So how might somebody use that?
So her mind is sharp, even though she's 90. I think it helps that she always does crossword puzzles. For sure. Always using the mind, creating new neural pathways, right?
right. Exactly. Yeah. Would you say this, Lindsay, in a conversation?
Yeah, for sure. I would. Yeah. These are conversational, whereas the sprightly and spry, they're really high level. I really like those words. I think they're good. They're just a little less common just because they are kind of high level and articulate. But you want to mix it up, right? We want these casual phrases and we want the higher level words as well.
Right. I think it depends on the time and the place. Like if I was, I think sprightly, if somebody was having a conversation with me and they said the word sprightly, that I might be a little bit like, oh, that's a different word. I think spry I wouldn't think that much about, but I think sprightly sounds just like a little bit too high level for a regular conversation. But I think, like you mentioned, IELTS, and if you're maybe with like an older crowd, or you're doing academic writing or something like that, those might be good.
Yeah, you have to read your crowd. And sometimes it's just fun to throw in a really high level word. Just not, it's just fun to be articulate with these new words to try. So I think a big mix, a big mix. Yeah. Just try different things, guys.
Sure. Why not? Go for it. Yeah, I think I agree. Yeah. So, okay. And then we have the last one is with it.
Yes.
With it. Yeah. Okay. So, this makes me think of someone who's cool, either just being cool, like I'm with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or just being like, or maybe about your mind, like being like still able to function or know a lot about something. Right, Lindsay?
For sure. For sure. Here's an example. So my grandpa is so cool. Is this your grandfather specifically, Michelle?
No.
Okay. My grandpa is so cool. He's really with it, actually. And he knows more about pop culture than I do.
Okay. Yeah. He's with it. Yeah. It makes me think of someone who's cool. They know a lot of what's going on. So this one makes me think more of like the mind than physical.
Yeah, I like that.
Or you could say like she's still, even though like she's aging, she's still with it. And she, kind of like the crossword puzzle example, you could use it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Cool. So do we have a role play for our listeners today?
We do. So Lindsay, we are aging in this role play. We are old ladies.
I never thought it would happen.
So we are retired and we are chatting about, just our lives.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to put on an old lady voice. No, it's okay.
No.
Just joking.
I'm bad at voices. I'll just be myself.
Do it. Yeah.
So how are you, Michelle?
I'm good. Still hiking, Lindsay?
Yes, actually. I've still got it.
That's great. You're in great shape, I can see.
Thanks. How's your friend Stacy?
She's great, thanks. Her mind is sharp, even though she was sick. We were worried, but she's actually really with it. She still sees all the latest films.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So interesting. Yeah. So this could be used actually for people who are elderly to talk about themselves and their peers. Also commonly used for their families, right? So the younger generation, like an adult child would say that about their elderly parent, still with it, right?
Right.
Mind is sharp, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, Here we go. So let's go through it. So what's the first thing? So I said, still hiking, Lindsay? And you said?
Yeah, I've still got it.
Right, right, right. And then I said, you're in great shape, I can see.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about your friend Stacy, and we said, oh, her mind is sharp, even though she was sick.
Right, right. And then, yeah, I also said, she's actually really with it. Yeah. She still sees all the latest films.
Yes, cool. So she's up to date and she's mentally there.
Definitely. Yeah. So these are some other phrases, additional phrases that you can use. What's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, so actually you had a thought today, Michelle, for the takeaway. Why don't you share that? Because you you had something. Whoa.
I have a thought. Sure. I think it's interesting that these phrases are about not losing something, right? Mm-hmm. To still have something, like the word still is like, you know, in there, you know, still got it, or, you know, it's used as like a qualifier, right? So you're in great shape you're in great shape for your age, or you could even say you're still in great shape or something like that. Yeah. And I don't know. I guess I was thinking that I wish our language was like a little bit more positive in our culture about older people. And like we said, we can talk about that another time, but, I think that in general, like there should be, I don't know, more of a positive, spin on these things. I mean, I saw a lot of them are positive, but like, I wish there were different ways to like, I don't know.
Yes.
I
know what you mean. And I agree with you. I think that other cultures do a much better job of having the cultural assumption that older people, elderly people have this incredible wisdom. Right. Yeah. That's what they gain. They gain this wisdom. It's not so much about, oh, you still have it, right? You've still got it. Your mind is still sharp. It's not about what you might hang on to from younger years. It's about what you gain when you're older that other younger people don't have, this wisdom, this dignity, right? So I think other cultures do a much better job of this. And I wish we did. And I wish I knew how to change that about our culture, Michelle.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's really too bad. And, whatever.
We're youth obsessed, right? We're obsessed with youth and beauty. We equate youth, beauty with youth. Right. And it's about marketing. It's about business. It's about money. I think that's where it comes from. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe that'll change in the future. Who knows? But it's nice to travel and to see that, those differences. And we'd love to hear from you guys. If you come back to our blog, come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes, type in 1023 in the search bar and tell us your thoughts on how your culture treats elderly people and what phrases are used. Yep. Obviously translate them into English. But what are the phrases that are used to talk about and to talk to older people? We can learn so much from the language.
I think so too. Yeah. I was just thinking that would be really interesting. Like, I wonder if the phrases are similar or if this idea of like not losing something is the same, like in other phrases and other languages, or if it's kind of like a different viewpoint with the language.
Is it more about gaining something? Right. Exactly. Yeah. Love it. Okay. So interesting. I feel like we could do a follow-up episode if you guys contribute your ideas to the blog. We could share some of your ideas and we could compare. We could go deeper into this.
That'd be really interesting.
It's an important part of our culture. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right, Michelle. This is good. Guys, remember I mentioned earlier, if you're taking the IELTS, go over and hit subscribe on IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. You make sure you get your tips and tricks for your 7 or higher. Cool.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for that question and thanks for hanging out today, Lindsay.
Okay, Michelle, great episode. Thanks. Take care.
Right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.